has joined.
Good evening. Shavuot Tov.
Shavuot Tov.
You are the first to arrive, and so we will be waiting a few more minutes.
Okay.
Anna
has joined.
Good evening. Shavuot Tov.
Shavuot Tov. Good evening.
We can begin. Please join in us in saying the Ana Bekoa. Ana Bekoa, Gedulat Yemincha, Tati, Derura, Alfet Gimel Yutat Sadi, Havatinam. Unconditional love. Tabel rinat amcha sagvenu taharenu nora ufreshayan sintet nun rasatan terapsatan. Permutating the letters, sha'ar katan, small gates. Reminding us to guard our gates, eyes, ears, nose, mouth, as this is the entry points for the negative system. Nagibor Dorshe
has joined.
Bivavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. Parnasa, healing. Barhem tacharem rachame sitkatha tamid gamlem betet resh tzadi taf gimel. The sequence connects to the sephirah of Netzach and its essence of eternity, eternal victory. Hasin kadosh berol tuvcha Na'el adatach et kufbet tet nunayim. This sequence connects to the Sephirah of Hod and its essence of thankfulness, appreciation, and gratitude. Yachid ge'e lamcha p'nei zokre kedushata yud gimolamet pezayin kuf. This sequence connects to the Sephirah of Yesod and its essence of creativity, creation, sexuality, and foundation. Shavatenu kabel ushmati akatenu yodea talumot shinkufav tzadiyuta. The sequence connects to the Sephirah of Malchut and its essence of king, kingship, kingdom, and manifestation. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum Bechanun, Erech Apayim, Verav Chesed Ve'emet, Notzer Chesed La'alafim, Nosea Won Wafesha, Befata'a V'nake. We will now connect to the energy of certainty using a tool. This verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. This verse comes from Parashat Yitro. It's known as Pasuk 29. And we will begin with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkin Pebitkilu Urchimu Udkilu Udkilu Urchimu Le'akta L'shem Yudhei Bavavheg Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La Sok Torah Mitzvah, Vayahino Amadonai Elohino Alena Maseya Deno Kunene Alena Maseya Deno Kunenehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Beka Matar Tane Nam Dekucha Barichu Koma Deaved Leela Witata Kola Ihu Kishot Biovada Dikshot Belev Lach Mila Bialma Divaye Barnash Vedach Yaleya Mineya Ulan Haga Beyakalana Dehakulu Ovada Dikshot Inun Wikola Itzderich Bialma. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. We connect to this energy by studying a verse from the Tanakh that has the same energy. The verse
has
we're
joined.
Studying is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom leami Yisrael untati vishakan. Tavta willow yergaz, od willow yosifu. Vene avla la anoto, ka asher barishona. Our current year, 5781, has the energy of redemption. In order for the redemption to manifest, the children of Israel need to be prepared. One of the ways we prepare is by studying a verse that has the same energy from the Tanakh. And another way we prepare is to give up our idols, as we each and every one of us have idols. The verse we will study, Isaiah chapter 66, verse 21. The worst of those idols is when you venerate a human being. Wagam mehem ekach lakohanim laleviim Amar Adonai yohe wahe adanu yo yoahe dawanu heyo. We will now connect to the 72 names of God. We use the tool of saying each letter out loud in sequence, utilizing its root vowel. Row 1.
Wahe wa yo la yo sayote alame mehe shi la la he aka aka he ta. Ezayo ala da la awa he heya yozala me be he he reyo he kome. Row 3. La awa kala yo la wa wa pe he la nu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa. Row 4. Nu ta he he a a yo re ta shi a he. Rayo yo awame lakabe washire. Row 5. Yohe wa lahe he kawako menuda. Lanu yo he ame rehe a yo yoza. Row 6. Hey me yoha wa wala yo lahe. Ta ala reyo ashila me yohe. Row 7. Wahe wa danu yo he he shi a me me. Nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo. Row 8. Nu me me yo yo la he he re he me tsa re. Wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo. Row 9. Ta me be me nu
yo ah, ah yo hey 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 bay wa, re ah hey yo bay may hey yo yo may wa may. We will now connect to the 72 names of God that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same tool. Row 1. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta. Row 2. He he yo anu da la he wa he, he me a. Yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me. Row 3. La wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la. Nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa. Row 4. Nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he. Re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re. Row 5. Yo yo a wa la he he ka a ko me nu da. La nu yo he wa me re he a yo he za. Row 6. He 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 me ka ha wa wa la yo wa yo he. La a la re yo a la me ta he. Row 7. Wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me. Nu he a nu wa ta me la he he a yo. Row 8. Nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re. Wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo. Row 9. La he be me ka ho a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who left this day which is the 23rd day of Adar Rabbi Yitzhak Elzik Margulis of Prague, Rabbi Chaim Algazi of Kushta, Rabbi Eliyahu HaKohen HaItamari of Izmir, Rabbi Bezalel Yair Danziger of Lodz, Rabbi Binyamin Diskin of Horodna and Vilna, Rabbi Yitzhak Meir of Alesk, Rabbi Shimon Elishav, Rabbi Yitzhak of Stutchen, Rabbi Chaim Osher of Radoshitz, Rabbi Yehoshua Menachem Ehrenberg, Rabbi Gad Eisner, please join me in saying the Shema by covering your eyes, leaning slightly to the left, as we say together, Shema Israel, Adonai. Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu
yo yo ahe da wa nu he yo Elohecha b'kol levavcha u'v'chol nafshecha u'v'chol me'odecha with hayu hadvarim ha'ele asher anochi mitzavcha hayom alevavecha v'sinantam levanecha v'dibarta bam v'shivtecha b'veitecha u'lechtecha v'aderech u'shachbecha u'kumecha u'kshartam li'od al yadecha v'chayu l'todafot b'en einecha u'ktavtam amezuzot b'etecha u'visharecha.
We will now connect to the Ani meditation, which is a tool that we utilize to grow to the spiritual level that we would like to be during this teaching tonight. Malchut.
Yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey. Yesod. Yo ahuni wu yo hu, yo ahuni wu yo hu, yo ahuni wu yo hu.
Od.
Yo ahuni wu yo hu, yo ahuni wu yo hu, yo ahuni wu yo hu.
Netzach.
Yi ahini wi yo hi, yi ahini wi yo hi, yi ahini wi yo hi.
Tiferet.
Yo ahuni wo yo ho, yo ahuni wo yo ho, yo ahuni wo yo ho.
Yavura.
Yeah, niwi yosh. Yeah, niwi yosh. Yeah, niwi yosh.
Chesed.
Yeah, hemi we yo he. Yeah, hemi we yo he. Yeah, hemi we yo he.
Bina.
Yeah, hemi we yo he. Yeah, hemi we yo he. Yea, ahani wa yo hey.
Achba.
Yea, ahani wa yo ha. Yea, ahani wa yo ha. Yea, ahani wa yo ha.
Yeter.
Yea, ahani wa yo ha. Yea, ahani wa yo ha. Yea, ahani wa yo ha.
And now for the abridged Kaddish.
Yit gadal v'yit kadash shemei rabba. And we all say Amen. V'alma divra kirute v'yam lich malchute b'chayechon u'v'yomechon u'v'chaye dikol beit Yisrael la'agala v'zman kariv it barach v'ishtabach v'itpa'ar v'itromam v'itnaseh v'itadar v'italeh v'italau shemei dekudsha v'eila min kol birkata v'shirata tushbechata v'nechemata da'amiran b'alma v'heishlama rabba min shamaya v'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. O se shalom b'imromav u'yase shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen.
The class tonight is a Zohar class from the Parashat Pekudei. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row one, the right-hand column. When that landing page opens up, scroll down to Parashat Pekudei. It's the last link in the book of Shemot. When the landing page opens up, scroll down to section four, and that's where our class will be tonight. We will begin with the L'shem Yehud. We more than likely will not finish this section tonight. Hopefully we will be able to complete it during this week. L'shem Yehud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bitkilu Urchimu Utkilu Utkilu Urchimu Le'akta L'shem Yudheba Vavpe L'yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'sok Torah Mitzvah Vayehino Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konenehu Eile Pekudei HaMishkan Mishkan Haidut Asher Pukad Alpi Moshe Rabbi Shimon Patah Bereishi Bara Elohim Et HaShamayim V'et HaRetz HaKira Ukmuha ve'itmar bekama Zitrin avalchad bara Kudshabarichu alma bara Le'yach ke'gavna Dilela le'mechewe Alma da B'diyukna te'alma Dilela Wakalinun Gavnain Dilela Atkinlon Litata Leita Beka Uit Kashra Alma Bi Alma. The translation: these are the accounts of the tabernacle, the tabernacle of the testimony, as they were counted according to the mitzvah of Moses. Rabbi Shimon opened the discussion with the verse, in the beginning Elohim created the heaven and the earth. This was already explained and expounded upon in different manners. Yet the Holy One, blessed be He, created it resembling the higher one. So this world will be shaped like the higher world, which is Malchut. And all the supernal hues of above were installed below in this world to join and connect world to world, this world to Malchut. My commentary: the Pasuk makes clear our physical world is not a Sephirah. Learn this well, since frequently we are taught that the physical world is Malchut. Pasuk 13. Wakad ba'a kudshabarichu lemivre alma Ashkak be'oraita uvara le'ya v'istakal Vishma kadisha kalala de'oraita v'kiem alma bitlat Sidrin itkayam alma ve'inun hachma utvuna v'da'at v'chachma iktiv Hashem v'chachma yasad aretz bitvuna iktiv konen shamayim bitvuna v'da'at Dikti bedato, ihomot nivka u nivka u hakuhu bekiuma, bialma u vilen, ilata it bene,
Mishkinadiktivi amale O Toruach Elohim Behakma Bitvuna Uvdaat. The translation: and when the Holy One, blessed be He, created, wanted to create the world, He looked at the Torah and then He created it. And He looked upon the holy name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, which comprises the Torah, and gave existence to the world. The world was created by three sides: Chachma, Tivuna, and Dat. By Chachma, as it is written, Hashem, my wisdom, founded the earth. A verse from Proverbs.
Has joined.
By Tivuna, as it is written, by understanding, which is the Hebrew word Tivuna, He establishes the heavens. And by Dat, as it is written, by His knowledge, which is the Hebrew word Dat, the depths were broken up. So all contribute to the existence of the world, and by these three the tabernacle was built, as it is written, and I have filled him with the spirit of Elohim in wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge. This pasuk is clear as written. Pasuk 14. Wekuhu tilata ramizin bikrada bereishit hainu dikti behakma bara Elohim hainu dikti bit tuvuna et hashamayim hainu dikti bidat wekuhu keteve The Avidat Mishkena Avraza Dakitiv Ele Pikude Hamishkanda Raza de Hakma Mishkan Haedut Da Raza Bitvuna Sherpukad Alpi Moshe Darazadat Vakola Dalekabel Da begin de Kalma Divara Kutshabarihu Be Alma Dain Baralea Kegav Nadilela Vikola It Rashim Be Avidat Mashkena. The translation: all these three, Chachma, Tivuna, and Dat, were alluded to in this verse in the beginning, corresponds to in wisdom, where Chachma is called beginning, as it is written, the beginning of wisdom. It's a verse from Tehillim, from Psalms, but it's in many other places throughout the Torah. Elohim created corresponds to Tivuna, for Tivuna is called Elohim. The heaven is as written and in knowledge, for Zerantin is called heaven and is the inner meaning of Dat. And all are mentioned in the building of the tabernacle. In this secret it is written, and these are the accounts of the tabernacle, for this is the secret of Chachma, as accounts and numbers are drawn from Chachma. The tabernacle of the testimony is the secret of Tivuna, for the illumination of Chachma revealed in Israel Saba and Tivuna is called testimony. According to the mitzvah of Moses is the secret of Dat, for Moses is the secret of Dat. All is done, the one corresponding to the other. For everything the Holy One, blessed be He, created in this world, He created it as the reflection of above. All this is shown in the building of the tabernacle. My commentary. This pasuk is explaining code words.
Also, this is establishing a principle of the creative process. The principle is there is a blueprint called Torah that is followed in creating or forming all things. Thus, one can become aware of a higher level through seeing the lower level. The Torah referred to in this comment is an aspect of the mind of the Creator. Pasuk 15. Tachatzi b'shata te'amar le'yakud shabarichu le'moshe avid mashkina hawa ta'emoshe tohe b'layada mal mebad adiach ve'leya kud shabarichu
Waha Waha Melon Moshe tikuneya yema decha me goya ashashita we goyomer tezu de akse goy diukim we kadis pakal behu moshe it kashe kameya amarleya kud shabarichu moshe at besimanich wa ani besimani kedein it yashav moshe bekol avita. The translation. This is the meaning of the verse which was shown to you. You is the secret of the mirror which does not shine, which is Malchut, which reflected all those forms for Moses to see. And he saw each thing correctly, as if looking through a glass lamp, and within a mirror reflecting all the shapes. And when Moses beheld them, he found it difficult. For inside Malchut, the spiritual shape of every object stood out. Only each shape resembled the imaginary shape pertaining to this world in the tabernacle. So there were two shapes to each object, the spiritual and the imaginary shape. Therefore, Moses found it difficult, for he knew not which one to grasp. So the Holy One, blessed be He, said to him, "You follow your signs, and I follow mine." That Moses should grasp the imaginary signs of every object, and the Holy One, blessed be He, would grasp the spiritual signs of every object. And then the spiritual shape would dwell on the imaginary shape. Moses was then clear-minded as to the construction of the Mishkan. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, this pasuk is clear as written. It is a useful pasuk to help the students of Kabbalah within their own personal meditations. Verse 18. Tad it aved kol avita itzterich Moshe lemine kol abegin dila yemrun Yisrael deishta ar kaspa vidahava istalik lenat laleya vialda itzterich Lemine hushpana tamayhu de Israel begin diktiv vehai vehitem vekim kame Hashem be Israel. The translation. This is the meaning of the verse which was shown to you. You is the secret of the mirror which does not shine. Malchut, which reflected all those forms for Moses to see. My mistake, we did this verse earlier. My computer had jumped, and I was looking for the right one, which is verse 18. The translation,
And when all the work was completed, Moses had to count everything, so Israel would not say that some gold and silver was left, and that he was planning to take it. Therefore, he counted before Israel, yet as it is written, and be guiltless before Hashem and before Israel. This pasuk is clear as written. Pasuk 19. Ugin da ketiv Eile pikude hamishkan mishkan haedut Eha pruchad kucha hawa Akse likolachush bana Yekol dehava vekaspa din divu Yisrael v'ruach kudshah wa'amar v'kesef v'kudei ha'eda me'at hikar v'gomer kol ha'zahav he'asu lam laka v'gomer begin de'kudshah berichu itre'e behu Veinun umanin uva'ale apaka mehamnuta dilchon kamekola. The translation. The reason the verse states these are the accounts of the tabernacle of the testimony, is that the Holy Spirit, which is Malchut, called tabernacle, was a mirror, which reflected to everyone the amount of all the gold and silver offered by Israel. And the Holy Spirit would say, and the silver of them that were numbered of the congregation was 100 talents. And all the gold that was applied for the work, for the Holy One, blessed be he, was pleased with all the craftsmen and wanted to display their trustworthiness before all. My commentary that this pasuk with Rabbi Ashlag's comments is clear as written. Verse 20. Eile pukude hamishkan tachatzi v'haishata de'avita De mashkena itaved, la wasitra achara zil vishaat, leasta vela ishkahat, ila al mehemnuta, de umaninad, de kudshabarichu, tafich, tafich. Leya lekameya lemoshevi hu averushbana din heimnuta ve'al kartcheya lisalik meheimnuta ilchon legabe kol averazva dadiktiv Eile pekude hamishkan veha okimna Eile kedaa gam eile Ishkachna v'uktiv asher pukad al Imoshe detaman itmane v'itpekid Ad it aved Ushbana Deve Mashkina Kame Moshe Be Israel Kuhu. These are the accounts of the tabernacle. Come and see. At the time when the construction of the tabernacle took place, the other side roamed about to bring accusations. He found no flaw in the faithfulness of the craftsman. Though the Holy One, blessed be He, caused him to yield before Moses, and he, the other side, had to check their worthiness in spite of himself, and to acknowledge it before all. This is the mystery of the verse. These are the accounts of the tabernacle. And we explain that these is the same as in even these make forget. A verse from Isaiah. Referring to the other side, for both cases allude to the other side. It is also written, as they were accounted according to the mitzvah of Moses. For there, according to Moses, all was counted and numbered, until the accounting of the tabernacle was complete before Moses and all of Israel. This pasuk is explaining one significant code word. I also would add a commentary to help you understand this verse. If you read the parasha of Pekudei, there is a significant amount of discussion regarding the other side and how to learn to protect yourself, how to defeat the other side. There are many secrets in this. It's one of the largest, if not the largest, Zohar commentary on any parasha. This verse is really explaining to us why the Zohar is bringing all of this aspect of the negative system into our lives. We need to protect ourselves from the negative system until you reach a point where you need to defeat the negative system. This will apply to every human being. This will apply not just to the righteous people, but as in our generation now, the righteous people are leaving. The righteous people are offering themselves as sacrifices to give us more time to do teshuvah. This is why so many rabbis who do so many good works of charity, supporting people in need, giving blessings to people who have lack, and then seeing their words manifest. These people have been leaving in this past year. The explanation is COVID, but it's not the true explanation. They are leaving because Hashem tells the righteous what he will do before he does it. And they, hearing what he is saying will happen, because there are seven reasons, seven basic reasons. I'm not going to list them all, because the one that is most important is a rejection of the phrase Ein Od Milvado. There is none besides Hashem. Anytime we think of a human being as being a god, chas v'shalom, that we do not think of a teacher as a teacher, but as a spiritual guide. Some teachers may act as spiritual guides, but these tzaddikim in this past year, there was one day during, I think it was in December, but I may be wrong which month. One of these people, one day, three of these righteous people passed on the same day in Israel. Three funerals in Israel for these righteous people. And you have to ask why. And the answer is because they were told by Hashem what will happen. And they said, Hashem, take us as the kapara. Take us as the cleansing. So you don't have to do this. Remove the negativity from all of this negative actions by the people. Remove us and take it with you. Let us cleanse the world through our kapara, through our sacrifice. And people do not know. People do not think. People are not aware. Pasuk 21. Enough of your idols. Leave them behind. Get rid of them. Learn from other people. Follow other people. But never disregard Hashem. Never disrespect Hashem by putting the people that you follow on his level. Chas v'shalom. Pasuk 21. Eile pekude hamishkan mishkan haidut man eidut ela terezim nekitiv haka mishkan had leela wehad letata umishkan ikre mishkan haidut Uman edut kada amishivteya edut le Yisrael Shema da ihu edut le Yisrael. These are the accounts of the tabernacle of the testimony. He asks, what is testimony? And he answers that the word Mishkan, tabernacle, is written twice. The tabernacle of the testimony. One above in Bina, the tabernacle of the testimony, and one below in Malchut, the tabernacle. And the tabernacle is called the tabernacle of testimony. What is the testimony? It is as in the verse, the tribes of Yah, Yud-Heh, a testimony of Israel. This name, Yud-Heh, which is Chachma and Bina, is a testimony to Israel. My commentary. This word testimony is applied to biblical usage, is defined as a public recounting of a religious conversion or experience. The tabernacle was a spiritual or religious experience. This helps to understand this pasuk. I have also read elsewhere in the Zohar a teaching. Most of you did not notice it. Today we had the reading of the Para Aduma. But part of that reading, part of the reading of that we read today of Kitisa, it says the word testimony. It says the tabernacle of the testimony. It says Ohel Moed. But in the reading that we did of the Para Aduma, it just says Ohel. Ohel. Tent. It doesn't say the tent of meeting. The tent is the higher level. But after the sin of the golden calf, Moses moved the tent to the outside the camp. And he changed the name, or Hashem changed the name to Ohel Moed. The tent of meeting. But the word moed includes the negative system. The ohel, the tent, is clean. There's no negative system associated with it. But had the people who participated in the building of the golden calf been allowed into the tabernacle, it would have become contaminated with the negative system. It would have become impure. Holiness would have been impure. Chas v'shalom. So Moses moved the tent outside, and he called it the tent of meeting, which to indicate to us that we need to guard holiness from the negative system. Most people do not notice the difference in timing, because after all, the parasha of Paraduma is in Ki Tetzeh, which is read in the month of Elul. It's read to cleanse the impurity of death prior to Rosh Hashanah. But we need to read it now to cleanse the impurity of death prior to Nisan, prior to Pesach, so that we truly can find freedom from the negative system. People don't notice. The tent of meeting is a lower level. The tent, as impermanent as it is, the tent is where we need to be to grow ourselves, to merit that level. Pasuk 22, and that will be our last pasuk. Ke gav na daidut bihosef stamo eidut shem ya bihosef ihu eidut vadailen tereno atwan Sahadin, Sahaduta Bekolatar, Wehaka, Ihu Edut Uginka, Mishkan Ha Edut, Mishkan Adha Edut, Wealda Mashkena, Ikre Al Raza, Bishmada Kadisha. V'haynu diktiv, v'edoti zo alamdem, v'gin t'hai atar yihu satimu, u'gvnizu dekola. The translation. The verse, this he ordained in Yehoshaphat for testimony. A verse from Tehillim. He is explained in the same manner. It is called testimony for the name Yah in Yehoshaphat, which stands for Hakma and Bina. It is surely a testimony. These two letters, Yud and He, give testimony everywhere. Namely, they shine with the illumination of Hakma, called Eden, or testimony. And there is testimony here in Yud-Heh. For this reason it is written, the tabernacle of testimony, meaning that it is the tabernacle of that testimony, Yud-Heh, namely Bina. Therefore it is called the tabernacle, after the secret of the holy name, Yud-Heh. This is the meaning of the verse, and my testimony that I shall teach them. Since that place, Yud-Heh, is the most hidden and concealed of all, therefore it is said, I shall teach them. My commentary. In my opinion, it means that the Torah shall teach them how to handle the experience. This is why students who strive to experience without a proper teacher without having the possibility, and then will chas v'shalom, they will have an unfortunate meditative experience. And let me expound upon this commentary. It is important to meditate. It is important that each of you follow the nativ, as the Sefer Yetzirah says. The nativ is the path to follow. But there is another word for path, halacha. The path to follow is not public when you meditate. It is a private path. It's a path reserved for you individually. So a teacher cannot help you follow that individual path because it is your path, not his or hers. Yet you need the teacher to help guide you so that you can know how to protect yourself while you're on that individual path, so that you can know what you are experiencing. That is the reason that your meditations need teachers until you graduate, so to speak, until you are ready to understand what is there. But it is important. It's not something you need to shy away from. It's important to learn to meditate, because the more you meditate on the letters of Hashem, the letters of the Hebrew Aleph Bet, the more you connect in a proper way. The more you meditate is meanings, the more you practice. The more you practice, the more you strengthen. You strengthen the guards that you have within you. You strengthen the process of following your personal path. You strengthen your intuition. That's the end of our class for tonight. Hopefully there are questions. While you're unmuting yourselves, I will tell you that tomorrow we have three classes. We have our morning class at 7 a.m. That's West Coast time. We have a class at 10:30 West Coast time, which continues our preparation for the holiday of Passover, Pesach. And at 3 o'clock West Coast time, we continue our study of the Psalms. Please remember that there is Rosh Chodesh Nisan approaching rapidly. A week from tonight is our community connection for Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Starting Sunday morning, a week from tomorrow, we will be studying, connecting to the 13 days, or really 14 days of Nisan, that are, we've been given rituals and we've been given specific study points by the Ari in order to make this connection and bring the root level of each Rosh Chodesh, which is a root level for each month. All is contained within these first 14 days. I hope you'll join us each and every one of those days. Even those days on Shabbat that I normally don't use the phone, we will do so, but not at the time of 7. It will be more like 1. I don't mean 1, I mean 10, West Coast time. But we will discuss that during the week. Does anybody have any questions? Shalom Gadol. Shavua Tov. Have a beautiful week.
Shavua Tov.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you.
Thank you all. Shalom Gadol.
Shalom.